Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hello, this is Ethan Lybrand, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm the NBA National Ambassador, and to show your support to kids like me, go to NBA.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us as we again highlight the subject of autism. When I was in Calera honoring Johnson Noble at his memorial service, I saw a longtime friend of mine, Joycelyn Manning, and we were talking, and the subject came up about autism, and she brought up her niece, Rachel. And I've known Rachel Nolte for a long time now through Rustic Youth Camp, and I asked Rachel if she would be interested in joining me today to talk about being an advocate for her son, Quinn. And Rachel is on the line with me right now from Texas, and I'm glad to have Rachel joining me to bring more awareness to the subject of autism and to also share with others about being an advocate for those you love. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Rachel.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you, and thank you for wanting to join me to share about being an advocate for your son. As I mentioned to you in Messenger, I think it's important for those who are just starting out or those who have had trouble when it comes to connecting with others and communicating the needs of their loved one. And I hope that maybe this conversation will help someone out there who is really wanting to be that strong advocate for the person they love.
I hope so. I hope this can help.
How much experience did you have with autism before Quinn?
Zero. I had no experience with it. We knew some friends through church that had children, some boys that had it, but I didn't even deal with them much. So I could list on one hand people that had autism that I knew before Quinn was born 9 years ago. So things have changed, obviously. It went from no knowledge at all to now this is the center of my universe, pretty much.
Yes, and there's a learning curve, and each family is different, each circumstance is different, but you mentioned that you did have some friends from church. Was that who you turned to initially, or what resources, or who did you look to for guidance?
It wasn't. We're in different states, and so I think that's one thing to note. Different states, even different cities, different school districts do things differently, and so you kind of have to go with who's around you. You got to find your village. that's how I initially started. My family was my village, talking to them. Who do you think I can reach out to? And then Quinn was about 18 months old, maybe even a few months younger than that, when we noticed something was really wrong. He wasn't talking. So we didn't even jump into the autism journey immediately. It was just, he's not talking. Maybe he can't hear. Maybe he needs tubes. Okay, got that fixed. Okay, let's put him in some preschool. Well, he's having some behavior issues, so let's do the special preschool at school and go that route. And so my village grew slowly. And I think that's the biggest message I want people to take away from the conversation today is there's not a book out there. There's not a website where your child has autism. Let's start with step one and then let's jump to step two. Like you said, every kid's journey is different. And you've got to be able to talk about it because things aren't written down. There are websites, there are resources out there, but they're not easily accessible for all of us. And so the more you talk about it with, it started when I was picking up Quinn from his PPCD preschool, which was kids that had some sort of developmental challenge. I just started talking to parents in the pickup line. Hey, what are you doing for your kid? Where does your kid go to speech therapy? What do you do as far as sports activities for your child? Because they're, quote, not neurotypical. And that's how your village grows. And that's how you become more of an advocate and find more things for them.
And unless you're a person who communicates well yourself or is comfortable with going up to people, that may not be an easy thing to do for some people.
And I think it's hard. I think this topic is kind of faux pas. Like, who wants to talk about their kid that has challenges? You know, I want to talk about, I have four children, three are neurotypical. And we like to say that Quinn has different abilities. I'm proud of all my kids, but it's easier to talk with the general public about my daughter that was nominated for National Honor Society today, or my son who got a soccer award. It's kind of awkward to talk about my son, Quinn, who's almost nine, who still has problems writing his name or can't communicate effectively, so he has behaviors instead. And that's the first, I think that's the first roadblock you have to get through, is you have to be okay to talk about it. And then you're going to realize, wow, there's a lot of other people in the same boat as I am. And you can talk about things that have worked for them, things that haven't. I can say with 100% honesty that Quinn would not be where he was today if I didn't start just talking to parents in the therapy waiting room, in the preschool line, his teachers, his doctors, because it's like, oh, hey, I've tried this. Have you gone here? Have you heard of this therapy? Yeah, and you're not going to get that by just staying in your little nutshell, which is what I did for a while. It's not that I wasn't proud of him, but I just didn't know how to start that uncomfortable conversation. And you just kind of have to get over that and just kind of realize, like, he's my child too, and he absolutely is going to have the best. And if that means there's some uncomfortable conversations or talk to strangers or ask questions, then that's what I'm going to do.
And Rachel, yeah, after you talk about your daughter and her recognition and your son and his recognition, I'm thinking about the fact that the milestones that we recognize are different. And so Quinn has different milestones. I looked at a picture of him petting a horse. And being able to interact with an animal in that way, that's a milestone for Quinn. And so these particular milestones, you're recognizing something different for Quinn than you are for your daughter and son when they get recognized in the quote unquote normal fashion. But if we look at what Quinn is doing and where he's started and where he's gone to, then people appreciate those milestones and see it's been a journey for this young man. Being an advocate for him has helped him to reach these special milestones for you and your family and him.
It is. It really is. Yeah, Quinn takes horseback riding lessons on Saturday morning through an organization here. It's Therapeutic Riding Services, so it's for its kids with different abilities, whatever that may be. And it's fabulous and he loves it and he looks forward to it. And like you said, my other kids would be able just to jump on a horse and be great. But that was a journey for him. That took lots of priming and talking through things and anxiety and things that you and I wouldn't normally have to worry about.
So when does Quinn get his horseback riding award?
I know, seriously. He gets it every Saturday when he gets to go. Because let me tell you, my other kids are jealous that they don't get to go to horseback riding. And you know what? They get to do things he doesn't do, and he has his special things too. But like you just mentioned, I think it's hard not to compare them. And I'm still guilty of that. Like I said, I have four children. I have a daughter who's almost 13. Quinn is almost 9. I have a son who's 7. And I have a daughter that's getting ready to start kindergarten. And my 5-year-old is passing up my 9-year-old developmentally. And that's hard because he should be teaching her and she's teaching him. And so, you know, there's times we cry about it and that's okay. And then we move through it. But I think my other kids are even better kids because they have Quinn. They've gotten to learn special blessings and special things that they wouldn't have learned if they didn't have him. And so we do absolutely celebrate the milestones, like him writing his name, like him getting through a day, using his words and not having a behavior and dealing with a change in routine. You and I can do that. Okay, things change, whatever. Not in his world. That's really hard.
So instead of looking at what you're missing out on, you're able to look at what you have gained.
We try. Yeah, we're not perfect, but that's what we try. I have a saying. I'm above my TV in my bedroom or in my living room, and it says, "May this journey be a blessing."
Yes.
And for a while, I couldn't see the blessings, even though they were little, because there was that mountain I was going to have to climb with him, and we're never going to make it to the top of that mountain. It's always going to be a journey. So, okay, you know what? I'm just going to change my attitude. And the journey's going to be a blessing. And things like this, when maybe I can get out there and talk about our experience, will help somebody else be able to break out of that nutshell and talk about it. Because I feel like the more I talk about it, then the more resources I get and the more it helps him.
Absolutely.
So it's not about me.
Yes.
There are bad days. And that's when it goes back to my village. I have the most phenomenal village. And I would say, even if you have a neurotypical family, you have a village. You have your church family, potentially. You have your physical family. You have doctors. You have your school family. If you have a child with different abilities, you got to have a bigger village than that. And they've got to be committed because everybody's got to work for him. Again, it's not for us. It's all about getting him to his best potential, whatever that's going to be. And there are lots of tears. There's tears from us. There's tears from him. But at the end of the day, if we're making progress, then that's what matters.
Right now, we're talking to Rachel Nolte, and we're highlighting the subject of autism. We're talking about being an advocate for those you love. Do you live with autism? Do you live in love with autism today? Do you have someone in your home that you love with autism? Are you an advocate for them? We want to help through this show to help you be an advocate for your loved one. And Rachel is sharing today about her relationship with her son, Quinn, and how she's been able to help him. And on the other side of this conversation, when we come back, we're going to have Rachel share some more about being an advocate when it comes to school, when it comes to relationships. And we'll talk some more about that, and I hope that you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like.
I had a 6-transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad that you have decided to join us today. As we bring awareness to autism, as we talk about this subject, we're wanting to help you be an advocate for the person you love with autism. It's an experience that I have gone through in my life as I have lived and loved my nephew, and we have helped him to 20 years old, almost 21 now. He's a senior in college. He was able to get his 2-year college degree while he was in high school, and he has done very well. But as I was talking to Rachel and she was sharing about Quinn and some of the things that maybe they're missing out on, I think about my own situation and things that I thought, well, I wish that we could do these things. I wish that he had these interests. But it's not about me, as Rachel said in the last segment. It's about him. And for Rachel, it's about Quinn. For her family, it's about Quinn and helping him reach those milestones that he can. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Rachel Nolte.
Thank you.
Glad to have you, Rachel, and I appreciate you wanting to take time to share, to not only be an advocate for Quinn, but now an ambassador for autism and those who are listening right now who need some encouragement right now, because I know there are tears involved in this. I know the pain that's involved with this. There's hurt, and I hope that some way, somehow, someone listening right now is encouraged and inspired by the person they have been given to love and to be able to accept and embrace what they have and be able to not be so focused on what they're missing, but as I said, what they have gained by having this person in their life. Welcome back to the show, Rachel.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So as you think about being an advocate, and we talked about as young as 18 months and the things that you started to see, and then still not knowing that Quinn had autism, but as he gets older and he's in preschool and he's acting out, and now you're having to interact with teachers, you're having to interact with those who are getting to know Quinn outside of your home. How did that go?
It was a journey. which has ups and downs. You're an advocate for your kids, no matter what, whether they have autism or not. So if they're having good days at school or they're having bad days at school, I hope you're asking questions. And that's one thing I try to really do. I'm involved in Quinn's education and Quinn's therapy, just like I'm involved in my other kids, but I'm involved more. So it's asking questions like, how can I relate to these things at home? How can I make him be successful at home? And that's how it started at school. Like, okay, we're working on the basic building blocks of learning. How do I do it at home? Because he doesn't learn like a typical child does. And so to send him to a school for a couple hours a day isn't going to work for him. And that's one thing with kids on the spectrum is they've got to be consistent. You can't learn something and then move on because they're going to lose the skill they had first. Quinn, it didn't work out for him in the school, in the public school system. And that's okay. That was a journey. I'm glad we're past that. But he's where he is now. He has a private tutor. He does tutoring during the week. He has therapy during the week. And I feel like he's in the best place he's ever been. But again, you have to ask those questions and you have to be able to accept no, but not. Why not? Why are you telling me no? Why are you telling me this is not okay? Is it okay somewhere else? Where can I get these services? I think myself, before I had Quinn and all that, I would have said, okay, no, I'm not really going to push the envelope. That's not the case anymore. I'm still respectful. I still need services from therapists, from doctors, from educators, but it's thinking more outside of the box, which is how someone with autism thinks. They don't necessarily think the way you and I do. That's how we explain it to others. And my nieces and nephews who were younger, because they noticed the differences with Quinn. So how do you explain it? His brain works different. His brain still works. It just doesn't work the way mine and yours does. So I'm going to figure out a way to educate him. I'm going to figure out a way for him to be successful at church. I'm going to figure out a way for him to be successful at therapy. I'm going to figure out a way for him to be successful at home. It just may not be the way you and I are normally used to it. And that's hard because it's different. But we're all different, right? Like we all have our own quirks.
Yes.
And so I like sweet tea. Sweet tea is really popular in the South. It's not in the North, but you know, I like sweet tea. Well, I'm going to make sweet tea work no matter where I go. That's a silly analogy, but you know, it's the same difference.
And Rachel, as I think about my service as a former police officer, and I think about the different aspects of life and the different places where you need people to be educated when it comes to those on the spectrum, I wanted training when I was a police officer to understand more of the situations that I could encounter when it came to those on the spectrum. And just like in law enforcement, education, and the medical community, and all the other places where Quinn is going to go and interact with people, it's good for a person, even right now as they're listening, to think, how can I educate myself? How can I understand better about the lives of these individuals and be able to interact with them in a positive way, to be able to have them walk away feeling good about what they just experienced and you feeling the same way?
Yeah. I mean, there's simple things that my husband and I have done. Like we've put a sticker on the back of my car that someone in this car has autism and may not be able to verbally communicate. Because that was something that a police officer told me years ago. Because that's a fear of mine. How does, especially in a situation like getting pulled over or a fire at my home or, you know, something I can't prime him for, how are they going to be able to react with him and understand quickly? He may not understand what's going on. So I think it's simple things. I think it's when you are walking into a new situation, you're introducing yourself and you're introducing like, hey, Quinn is autistic. So just FYI, he may not act appropriately. I'm going to be on top of that. I think the more knowledge out there, the better. If they don't know, and then my 9-year-old has a behavior, they're going to think I'm a bad parent. if they see him have a behavior and they understand, hey, he's on the spectrum, he's got some additional challenges, hopefully they're going to be more forgiving. And so overall, it's going to work better for others. We just have to talk about it, which is like what I talked about earlier. And it's not comfortable. It's not all the time. But it's the way he's successful. And like we said earlier, it's not about me. It's about him. I want him to be able to do life with us. For a long time, our home was his safe place and church. Home and church were his safe place. That was basically my village. And that wasn't fair to the rest of us. You can't just live inside the walls of your home and not ever go out to eat or to a ball game or watch a movie or walk around the neighborhood. I mean, that's just not normal for most people. And so the more you can make it work for him, the more it makes it work for all of us.
And Rachel, the world I live in is a world where people are more patient and more kind. And I'm talking about the world of the Mark White Show, where we try to unite people and recognize people and their differences. And we all have different abilities. As you mentioned earlier, you like to focus and say Quinn has different abilities. I especially want to talk to parents right now who have children, young people in their homes where they go to school and they interact with other young people who have different abilities, to be able to accept those different abilities and to be able to love on those people and care about them and not mistreat them, not make fun of them, not tease them, not to harm them in any way, and love people like Quinn and love people like Nicholas, my nephew, and those that you see differently, but they absolutely 100% do have different abilities. And when we can learn to accept those abilities and embrace those abilities, then we're going to be better people for it. And so I want to encourage those parents and those caretakers out there to just say something to their young person when you see someone, no matter what the situation is, when they're having a difficult time or you see something different about them that doesn't seem to be the standard, then go and speak to that young person and show them that you care. Shake their hand, give them a fist bump, whatever you do to let them know that you're in support of them as a person.
Or just ask, what can you do to help? You know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help in this situation. What can I do? And you know, these kids, Quinn has so much love. He loves so big. And the people in his village that have gotten to know him can see that. But you're right. There's a lot of people that are never going to give him the time of day. And they're going to miss out on that. And I feel sorry for them. In this village, we've got it, and we love it, and we love his love.
One person at a time, Rachel.
We're trying. We're trying.
I think it's very important, obviously, that we talk about this today, that you talk about your advocacy for your children, including Quinn, and his different abilities, and talk about and be able to share his growth as a person. I believe it helps you. It helps me just listening to you, Rachel, to listen to you talk about where Quinn started and where he's at now, and to listen to you talk about the tears and talk about the frustrations, the things that you have gone through, but then also the hope and the love, as you mentioned, the big love that Quinn shows others. And I know that people who are listening right now have to be encouraged and inspired by this. And I hope especially those who live and love someone who has autism at this moment.
I hope so. It's not an easy topic to talk about, but here we are. And you know what? We're talking about it. And if it helps one person, then may this journey be a blessing. And hopefully they can help one person and then we're helping, you know, it's that ripple effect.
Exactly right. And one more thing before we go, Rachel, I do actually have an award that I give through the Mark White Show. It's called the Cool Kid Award. And so today, Quinn is being recognized with the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award, and I want you to let him know that this is his award that he has earned for loving big and being the guy that he is. So I appreciate you joining me on the show, and I congratulate Quinn on his Cool Kid Award from the Mark White Show.
That's awesome. I will let him know. I watch it all on my radio.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing cool kids like Quinn. We're recognizing parents like Rachel and the Nolte family. And I encourage you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. You can see a lot of stories there. You can help people there. You can make a difference there. And I hope that you will decide to follow those pages. I want you to subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry. You can also go to iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts, Facebook Podcasts. There's a place where you can listen to The Mark White Show, I guarantee it. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.